maybe you've heard of a movie called Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Those are Yippee-ki-yays.
Hey, John Wayne.
Those were from all the different Die Hard.
I'm over my righteous fan.
Yeah. Bruce Willis in Die Hard. Well, he was asked at his roast, is Die Hard, or he's commenting on, a Christmas movie?
I did this roast for one reason and for one reason only. To settle something once and for all. Now, please, listen very carefully. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
I agree with him. A lot of people disagree. Biggie agrees with him.
You put it on the list, Biggie.
We did
for this fun debate. I mean, it is fun to debate whether or not it is a Christmas movie. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's not.
It doesn't have the magic of Christmas.
Exactly. There's no magic of Christmas.
I don't like that. It has to have it, in my mind, to be a Christmas movie. Although they do reference Christmas a lot.
Oh, it's Christmas set on Christmas Eve.
It's every frame.
I mean, it's Christmas Eve. It's a Christmas party. Yes. But I still just don't think.
More Christmassy than the Family Stone. That's just more of a relationship. Christmas is just set a tentpole.
It's set at Christmas. I mean, you know, to me, there are very few Christmas movies. I wouldn't call The Family Stone. The Christmas movies to me are like A Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'll give Home Alone, you know, to be a Christmas movie. Oh, It's a Wonderful Life, Elf, the Christmas Story. I mean, these are it to me. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot more.
Christmas Hardo.
Christmas Hardo. That's what I am. Christmas Hardo.
I'm good with it.
You're a Hardo.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be The Grinch is a Christmas, certainly.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably 20 of them, but Die Hard does not equate to me because why? It doesn't portray the true meaning of Christmas. That's not what the story is about. The story is about a
man. Sure?
The story is about a robbery.
Are you sure?
And an action. I am sure.
Yes,
and
positive.
An action hero who comes in and saves the day.
So he can be with his family on Christmas. Whose wife is named Holly.
Holly Gennaro McClain. That is true. Her name is Holly. I don't think that had anything to do with it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
There are no accidents in movies.
Let's
proceed, Biggie. Proceed.
I think one thing I love about Die Hard that I know this gets caught from. One of my favorite things about it is when he's on that plane to begin with and the guy tells him, make fists with your toes. And he's barefoot the entire... What a genius stroke that is to make him barefoot while he's fighting these guys. Unbelievable. And they shoot the glass. And the villain. This is Biggie's.
One of the great villains of all time.
Oh, my God. In fact, I mostly have factoids because I think almost everyone has seen Die Hard.
Right,
you know the movie.
Yeah.
And these, to me, might be my favorite factoids of the year.
Please.
Of the year?
Yes, because there were so
even
many.
Even over the Halloween bash.
Yeah, because there was a lot I learned that I didn't know and what really went into making this movie.
Mm-hmm.
One, the costume department had 17 undershirts in various stages of degradation on hand for the filming.
Had to.
Blood and smoke.
Yeah, and each one was a little
sweat,
more.
Blood, smoke.
Yeah. I love that.
That's great.
I just pictured a rack hanging. It's like, all right, where are we with this?
Because the first one's pure white.
Yeah.
And then by the end, he's all messed up.
Do we know, I find it fascinating that movies like that, where, you know, the hero progressively gets more beat up.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything around him, the sets decay because of more gunfire, more this, more that. How they shoot movies out of sequence blows my mind.
Oh, I know.
To Biggie's point, you know, they have, like you said, this shirt, he's been shot once, or this shirt, he's still, he just got bloody feet.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
Fascinating.
It would be, in a movie like that, doesn't it seem, because they're in one set, it's in the Nakatomi Plaza, the building. It seems like it would be easier to shoot it in order, because at first it's going to be pristine, and it gets more and more blown to bits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. That's fascinating. And I love the shirt.
I don't think most movies are shot in sequential.
No.
In sequence.
In fact, I was watching Thelma and Louise once. And it was one of those where they had like pop-up facts about the movie. And Thelma and Louise was shot chronologically.
Sequentially.
Mm-hmm. And they said that's almost never done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want, for whatever reason, they shot that one sequentially. And it's 99% are shot out of order, of course. Now, your next factoid.
The fictional Nakatomi Plaza is actually the headquarters at the time of 20th Century Studios.
Okay, yeah.
Who made the movie.
Yep.
So the studio could use one of its own buildings and didn't have to hold back when it comes to stunts and action sequences.
Right, right.
In fact, the writer of the movie, Jeb Stuart, went and walked around and took some ideas from the building and put that into the screenplay.
Love it.
So that's a real building.
Yes, it's a real building. And this is real Chris Kelly. The company charged itself rent for the then unfinished building. Some of the middle floors were occupied with like accountants and legal, and they let them stay. They just filmed on the floors that were not being used. And they had it says here, the only empty floors were used for filming. Still, some of the filming scenes that involved gunfire had to be postponed until after hours because they didn't want to scare the employees.
Okay.
Now, this is a real Chris Kelly factoid.
Yeah.
Later on, after Ronald Reagan was president.
God bless that man.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Later on.
Years later.
Okay.
After Ronald Reagan was president.
He left office, yeah.
He rented the building's top floor as his office.
Reagan?
Yes, after retiring from politics.
Yeah.
The Secret Service swept the place beforehand, and they were alarmed to find bullet casings.
I bet they were.
They suspected foul play. And then realized, oh, wait a second, this is where they filmed Die Hard.
Die Hard.
So the bullet casings were left over from Die Hard.
Wow.
Aren't they supposed to be dummies?
Well, you'd think, yeah.
or blanks?
Yeah, but think a lot of the movies, you still see the casings.
My God.
I guess you're right.
Even your empty shells.
Yeah.
This was Alan Rickman's first Hollywood movie.
Fantastic.
In fact, he didn't want to do it. He had just shown up in Hollywood and done it. He had been a stage actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he nearly passed up the role because he was like, I don't really want to be a villain in my very first Hollywood movie.
Well,
but of course, later he said, it was the smartest thing I ever did.
He was an amazing villain. And his voice in it is phenomenal.
Continuing the trend of this holiday season, everyone who worked with Alan Rickman said he was the same on screen, off screen. In fact,
he was in character the whole
time? No, like he was a wonderful person.
Oh, a dear, dear man.
He was a dear, dear man. In
does
fact,
impeccable work.
When you just mentioned her, when they talked to Bonnie Bedelia, who played Holly.
Gennaro McClain.
She said when someone mentions Die Hard, the first thing she thinks about is Alan Rickman because the two became such great friends. They would have lunch together every day while shooting. And she expressed how lovely and gentle of a man he was in real life.
Oh,
yeah. He was super talent.
Superb in the movie.
Yeah.
Perfectly cast. Everything he did in that movie was perfect. Just talking to her, should I say, Mrs. John McClane. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That movie just went back to my Mount Rushmore.
What? Okay. Just like that. You did it, Biggie.
Wow.
You re-chiseled.
Sorry, Robin Williams. Dead
Poets
Society.
Goodbye, Dead Poets Society.
Gone and
go seize another day.
Die Hard is back on.
The scene where Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman meet up for the first time was completely unrehearsed because they wanted it to feel spontaneous.
But it was scripted, right?
It was scripted, but the actors had not rehearsed in any way.
I mean, in the same room.
Same room.
Oh, yeah, because they're, well, that is when Alan Rickman's character goes up and they see each other. Because they never interact. They only interact on the walkie-talkie. They're on screen together only for a few seconds.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's great.
Now,
oh, my God. Well, it's great.
I told you these factoids were going to be great. Mm-hmm. And look, it's already moved it back on its Mount Rushmore.
Yes. Phenomenal.
Bruce Willis received at the time an unheard of $5 million fee, which was actually approved by Fox president Rupert Murdoch.
Deserved it. Mm. Deserved every penny of it.
Well, and also a lot of people had issues thinking he's a comedic actor because what was he doing at the time?
Right.
Moonlighting.
So people thought of him as a comedic actor, which is why his face was left off a lot of the movie posters.
It's the
Nakatomi Plaza building.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right.
And that was why, because they were like, we don't want to show too much of Bruce.
Huh.
Because, in fact, test audiences, when they first like started showing some of it, were laughing too much because they thought it was going to be a comedy.
Well, he was great because he'd do the little...
He had the light touch.
The one-liners and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie made him an enormous star. I mean, this is the one that put him over the top.
Oh, yeah. Bankable.
Yeah. Much of the script was improvised due to the constant screenplay tweaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would tweak every scene and say, okay, we'll say this instead.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being an editor on the film.
Yeah.
most of the German terrorists were not actually German.
No. No.
They were Americans, and they wanted... That's why a lot of them didn't really talk either, because they couldn't do good German accents.
Oh, yeah.
But they wanted big, bulky guys over 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Smart.
I mean, yeah, to make Willis look even smaller.
Yeah, really exactly. Looked the part. I mean, yeah. It's perfect, yeah.
Also, his one of his tank tops is in the Smithsonian.
It should
what?
Be.
What?
So be. I guess it's...
Yes. Yes.
Bruce Willis says his favorite role ever is still and always will be John McClane.
Well, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
He did that incredibly well. Mm-hmm.
And also, he was so tired and exhausted from shooting Moonlighting at the same time, because he would shoot Moonlighting during the day, then go film Die Hard at night, that many of the side actors, they have bigger roles because he was so exhausted.
Oh, really? They gave him more to say, more to do.
That's
like the wormy guy in the in the party.
It's Christmas, Theo. Oh, that guy. Oh, Ellis.
Hey,
Ellis. That guy's horrible.
The most hateable character.
Doing the cocaine with the girl. Yeah. Ellis, tell him you don't know me. And then he's like, Hans, booby, let's talk. That Hans guy booby. Is hateable.
The most hateable.
Oh, and he eats it. I mean, that's it for him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Well, and I'll give you one more good one.
Hit me.
The helicopter flying around the building near the end of the film took 6 months of preparation, as the crew was only allowed to use the airspace for only 2 hours, meaning that every aerial sequence had to be shot during that time. 9 camera crews were used to get the coverage. The filming took 3 runs. Everyone within 500 feet of the line of flight had to be an employee.
My goodness. Mm. These are great facts.
Is it because it's a downtown setting?
I guess that must be.
I'm guessing, yeah. But they only got approved for 2 hours in the airspace.
You know who else is great? The cop is great.
Bill Johnson.
Reginald Bell, he's one of the roles that's...
Right. Officer Twinkie.
Officer Twinkie, I love.
He's one of the roles that's bigger because Bruce Willis was so tired.
He was wonderful. My favorite scene in the movie, see if you agree, Biggie, is when Willis ties the hose, the fire hose, to himself and has to jump off the building.
Oh.
And he does, and then it catches there. And then he pushes away from the building and shoots the glass to go through, and then that thing that's holding up top falls off the building and almost drags him out of the building.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I mean, when that happened.
Sounds like someone's titillated in here.
When that happened, I just was like, it cannot get better than this, and it never has. It's never gotten any better than that. Biggie, how many Santa hats?
Well, I feel it's only right to give it 8 Santa hats.
8?
Well, I can't go as high as Home Alone 2.
I'm disgusted. This is on my Mount Rushmore.
Ho, ho, ho.
Home Alone 2 has the Christmas 8. Spirit.
I did not see that coming.
8? I'm not giving it 10.
You are out of your mind. 8?
What? It's not a Christmas movie. It's a great movie.
Yes, it is. Where can people see it? Everywhere. You see it everywhere. I don't care. You go see it.
If you want to stream it this holiday season, it's on Amazon Prime.
And I will.
With the holiday movies.
Today, I'm seeing.
Next to Jingle All the Way.
That's right. I don't care. I'll see it.
Tomorrow, you'll get my top TV shows and movies of 2025.
I got to tell you, I think your credibility is dinged.
I can't give a 10.
You should.
At least a 9.
Please.